Sometimes I look up at night and all those stars, it just hits me. How small are we in all of this? It's kind of overwhelming.
Yeah.
And that's why this deep dive is so fascinating to me, this Urantia book you picked. It really jumps right into this whole idea of where we fit in the grand scheme of things.
It really does. The Urantia book offers a very, very unique perspective on our place in the universe. It's known for this complex cosmology, kind of a map of existence, and it's full of really intriguing ideas.
So, let's break out this map then. Where does this book even put us? Where are we in the grand scheme of things? What's our cosmic address, I guess you could say?
Okay, so hold on tight, because the Urantia book, it doesn't really deal in street names and zip codes. Imagine that our universe, what we call the Milky Way, is just one small part of what the book calls a local universe, this one called Nebadon.
Wait, our entire universe is just a neighborhood in this thing. Okay, I'm already a little lost and we're just getting started.
Well, and that's a natural reaction. It really is a lot to take in. But the book explains that each of these local universes, like our Nebadon, are created and governed by what it calls a creator sun. It's like a divine architect, if you will. And within each local universe, there are then 100 constellations, each of those containing 100 systems.
Okay, so we've got like local universes, then constellations, then systems. It's like cosmic nesting dolls here. So where's Earth in all this?
Well, each of those systems that we just talked about contains about 1,000 inhabited worlds. And yes, Earth, or Urantia, as the book refers to it, is just one world in one of these systems.
Wow, over 1,000 inhabited worlds in our own little corner of the cosmos. And that's just the beginning.
That's right. You see, the local universe we're in, Nebadon, is just one of many within an even grander structure called a super universe, this one named Orvinton. Imagine the scale.
Okay, now my head is really spinning. We've got Nebadon, Orvin Port Minim. Is there like a megaverse out there too?
Not quite, but you're getting the idea. This Urantia book, it describes this whole hierarchy of existence, levels upon levels, all culminating in a central universe, Havona, the dwelling place of the ultimate source. They call it the Universal Father.
Okay, so it's like an address, but instead of streets and houses, we're talking about galaxies and universes. And this Universal Father, is that their term for like God?
Exactly. And what's so fascinating is how it recontextualizes our understanding of God's role in the universe as a whole.
Okay, before we go too far down that road, let's back up a little bit. Our local universe, you said, is called Nebadon, right?
That's right.
What makes this place so special?
Well, according to the Urantia book, Nebadon's creator son is a being named Michael of Nebadon.
Okay.
And this is where it gets really interesting, because the book then links this Michael to a figure a lot of us might be more familiar with, Jesus of Nazareth.
Hold on. Are you saying Jesus was like a cosmic architect on the side?
It's a bold claim, I'll grant you that. But the Urantia book seems to be suggesting that Jesus, as Michael of Nebadon, is this incredibly powerful being who then also chose to experience life as a human here on Earth.
Okay, I need a minute to process that one. So besides having a creator son with a really impressive resume, what else is going on in Nebadon? What's it like?
It's a relatively young universe. It's still evolving, still becoming physically stabilized. You could almost think of it like a bustling, growing cosmic neighborhood.
Okay.
And it's a vast one, too. According to the Urantia book, there are over 3 million inhabited planets in Nebadon alone.
3 million. See, and I thought I was having trouble wrapping my head around local universe, but that number just,
Yeah.
that really drives home just how much is out there.
It really is a humbling thought, isn't it? It makes you wonder, if there's that much life in just our local corner of existence, what unimaginable wonders must be out there in those other layers, in those super universes and beyond.
It's almost too much to imagine.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I kind of don't want to stop thinking about it. So with all this within Nebadon, where does that leave Earth? So
Yeah.
we've zoomed in from super universes to our local universe, Nebadon, this busy place with 3 million planets.
Yeah.
Where's Earth in all of this? Or Urantia, as the book likes to call it. Are we in a good spot?
Well, according to this Urantia book, Earth is part of a system called Satania.
Okay.
And Satania itself has 619 inhabited worlds.
619 inhabited worlds. There's no 3 million, but that's still a lot of neighbors out there. Where's this Satania system, though? Are we talking like cosmic suburbs or something more, remote?
Here's where things get kind of interesting. We're not exactly in the center of it all. The Urantu book puts Satania on the edge of Nebadon. Mm. And remember, Nebadon itself is toward the edge of our super universe, Orvinton.
So we're not even suburbs. We're like way out in the boonies. You'd think with a universe that's all about spiritual growth, which is what this book is saying, we'd be closer to the action.
Right.
Does it say why we're all the way out here?
That's a good question. And the book, it doesn't really give a specific reason for our location. What it does do is it shifts the focus from where we are to what we're doing here.
Okay, so it's not about the address. It's about what's going on inside, so to speak.
Yeah.
But if the universe is this huge, multi-layered thing, and we're just this little planet in some random corner of it, there's got to be a reason for it all, right?
Oh, yeah.
Some kind of purpose. Does the Urantia book give any insight into that?
It does. This is really where the book's spiritual side comes through. The Urantia book suggests that the material universe, with all its stars and galaxies and everything, it's like scaffolding.
Scaffolding? Like what construction workers use?
Exactly. It's a temporary structure, a framework, there to support something much bigger, something eternal, being built, our spiritual selves.
So this whole universe is like just a backdrop for our spiritual evolution?
Yeah, you could say that.
But how does that work exactly?
So the Urantia book talks about this thing called adjuster fusion. It's a process, this journey really, of merging your consciousness with a part of the universal father, like a divine spark that this book says lives within every one of us.
Wait, there's a part of God inside us? That's kind of a lot to handle.
It is a big concept. But the book doesn't make this divine presence sound like it's controlling us. It's more like something guiding us, empowering us. It's about free will, letting us grow and evolve through the choices we make, the things we go through, so we can reach this adjuster fusion, this like merging with the divine.
So adjuster fusion is the goal, but what's that actually look like? Does it happen while we're alive or after we die? Does the book say?
This is where the Urantia book's take on death gets really interesting. It says death isn't the end, but a transition. So you're done with your physical body and move on to a higher level. Keep going on your spiritual path.
Okay.
And this journey, it's not a straight line. It's a cycle. You grow, you evolve, maybe over many lives through different levels of being.
So it's like leveling up in a video game.
Yeah, like that.
You level up your spirit, move on to the next challenge, the next stage. Except, unlike a video game, there's no beating it, right?
Right.
It's all about constantly getting better, striving for that adjuster fusion thing.
Exactly.
And this whole idea of spiritual growth, of adjuster fusion, is how the Urantia book sees God's role in everything.
Right.
Okay, I'm really interested to hear more about that.
Mm-hmm.
Where does God, this universal father, fit into this universe that's built for us to grow spiritually?
Well, the Urantia book suggests that God is always there, but works through others. He delegates, he empowers, he oversees, kind of like, you know, a CEO who's got this amazing team managing a huge company.
So God's not watching every little thing, but sets the overall plan and lets others carry it out.
Exactly. We talked about the creator sons, like Michael of Nebadon, who are in charge of the local universes. Then you've got these beings called thought adjusters. They're like, get this, fragments of God himself, and they live inside us mortals.
Wait, hold on. So not only is there this whole adjuster fusion thing, this whole journey we're on, but we actually have a part of the universal father, like literally a piece of God living inside of us.
It's a pretty profound idea, and it gets right to the core of what the Urantia book is trying to say. We are deeply, truly connected to the divine. These thought adjusters, they aren't there to control us. They're there to guide us. It's like a nudge in the right direction towards spiritual growth, towards that adjuster fusion we were talking about.
So like having a personal guardian angel.
Yeah.
But even closer than that.
That's a great way to think about it. And it shows something really important about how the Urantia book sees God. This isn't some distant judging figure, but a loving presence everywhere, working through us and within us, helping us be our best selves.
You know, when I first started trying to understand this whole cosmology thing, all these layers of universes and super universes, it just felt so big, so impersonal almost.
Yeah.
But now that you're explaining it, with this adjuster fusion, the thought adjusters, this whole idea that we're supposed to be growing spiritually, it feels really personal. Like this whole huge universe is a setup for this incredibly personal journey, finding ourselves and connecting with something bigger.
I think you've got it. And that's what makes this Urantia book so interesting. It's huge in scope, but the meaning for each of us, that's personal and profound.
It really makes you think. We've gone through so much in this deep dive. Local universes, these creator sons, thought adjusters, this mind-blowing idea of adjuster fusion. It's a whole new way to see where we fit in the grand scheme of things. What a ride.
It really has been. The Urantia book does a great job of reminding us that the journey itself is what matters. It's about constantly searching, asking those big questions, and growing, not just spiritually, but in how we understand the universe, too.
You've given me and everyone listening a lot to think about. If the universe is this place where we're supposed to evolve to reach this adjuster fusion, then what are we doing here on Earth in our little corner of Nebadon that's actually helping us on that journey? That's a question I'll be asking myself for a long time.
Me too. It's something we can all keep coming back to.
Absolutely. And on that note, I think we've reached the end of our deep dive for today.
Until next time.